Now, there's a question about oats in all this. Is that a gluten-rich food? Salvador Potter is, I think, going to be questioning that. You've got celiac disease yourself, have you, Salvador?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I was diagnosed some 20 years ago with celiac disease, although I think I suffered from it probably from the age of 6 or 7, looking back on it. I had a couple of points to make as well as that. I think that the first one is that the celiac recommended lists of food certainly includes cornflakes, and I'm sure many celiacs will be a bit alarmed to hear the doctor say that probably cornflakes shouldn't be eaten. The second point is, I think I've been on the celiac diet now since I was 30, that's 20 years, and things have improved dramatically. The availability of gluten-free foods in places like the major supermarkets is a tremendous improvement. And thirdly, the question about oats, I was diagnosed in the Cambridge area by Dr. John Hunter, who I think is very well known in this area, and he has told me that oats are now recommended or available to celiacs. I just wondered how clear that message
Can I interrupt at that point, because we're coming towards the end of the programme? Oats in the majority of celiac patients is fine as long as it's obtained from a reputable supplier and there's definitely no contamination with gluten. There has been a recent study, however, suggesting that 1 in 20 people with celiac disease may have some sensitivity to oats, and therefore it needs to be monitored carefully. I applaud the fact that the supermarkets actually have many gluten-free products, but it should not be forgotten that they're available from chemists on a prescription, so much reduced costs. The cornflakes, and certainly in most marketed cornflakes, there are large amounts of malt, and I see a considerable number of people who have problems with that.
I've got to stop you there. Thank you all very much indeed. More information as ever on our website, and you can phone our free and confidential helpline 0800 044 044. Next week, it's angina.